Well, I'm going to try to do this. You know, when I've been calling Jimmy on the phone and, you know, talking with him, and he reads me poems that he has written. And he's been writing a lot through this illness. He'll, you know, he was knocking out a poem like a day, it seemed like, for months. But what he asked me to read was, he asked me to read an excerpt from Mending Wall by Robert Frost. And with your permission, I'd actually like to read the whole poem, if that would be okay. Because I think just reading the excerpt, he said, don't read the whole poem, Joan. Like, they don't want to hear the whole poem. I'm going, well, maybe they would. Okay, you know, just bear with me. You know, when I was in 11th grade in Los Angeles, you know, we didn't read Langston Hughes. Nobody told us about Langston Hughes. We didn't know about Nikki Giovanni. What can I say? We didn't even know about E.E. Cummings. But we sure did read Mending Wall. We read Robert Frost. And I think when I was, you know, so young, the poem went right over me. I was like, why is this guy writing about a wall? I don't know. I got some of it, certainly, but I didn't get it the way I get it from reading it now. The section he wanted me to read, I'm just going to read first. You know, he's been really angry about stuff, so he wanted me to read this poem. Before I built a wall, I'd ask to know what I was walling in or walling out, and to whom I was like to give offense. Something there is that doesn't love a wall that wants it down. Mending Wall by Robert Frost. Something there is that doesn't love a wall that sends the frozen groundswell under it and spills the upper borders in the sun and makes gaps even two can pass abreast. The work of hunters is another thing. I have come after them and made repair where they have left and left not one stone on a stone. But they were after rabbit out of hiding to please the yelping dogs. The gaps, I mean, no one has seen them made or heard them made, but at spring, mending time, we find them there. I let my neighbor know beyond the hill, and on a day we meet to walk the wall and set the wall between us once again. We keep the wall between us as we go, to each the boulders that have fallen to each, and some are loaves, and some, nearly balls, we have to use a spell to make them balance. Stay where you are until our backs are turned. We wear our fingers rough with handling them. Oh, just another kind of outdoor game, one on a side. It comes to little more. There where it is, we do not need, there where it is, we do not need the wall. He is all pine, and I am apple orchard. My apple trees will never get across and eat the cones beneath his pines, I tell him. He only says, good fences make good neighbors. Spring is the mischief in me. And I wonder if I could put a notion in his head. Why do they make good neighbors? Isn't it where there are cows? But here, there are no cows. Before I built a wall, I'd ask to know what I was walling in or walling out, and to whom I was like to give offense. There is something that doesn't love a wall that wants it down. I could say elves to him, but it's not elves exactly. I'd rather he said it for himself. I see him here. I see him there bringing a stone grasped firmly at the top in each hand like an old stone savage armed. He moves in darkness, as it seems to me, not of woods only and the shade of trees. He will not go behind his father's saying. He likes having thought of it so well. He says again, good fences make good neighbors. Thank you. Good night.